Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This is the text. Today we celebrate All Saints Day. We remember the saints who have gone before us and the saints who are among us. I know that All Saints Day was actually on November 1st, but this is such an important day in the life of the church and has such a major place in the church year calendar that there is, yes, even an eve of All Saints Day, which of course gets celebrated in our culture very differently than it does within the church. And on the eve of All Saints Day, I was not surprised and was actually mildly amused at how many people were dressed up like zombies, including the lady working the checkout lane at Hy-Vee as we were coming through. It was a little disconcerting. Zombies are a very popular concept in our world today. Shows like The Walking Dead and movies like World War Z and Warm Bodies seem to be all the rage. I find it fascinating that our world is obsessed with the concept of being dead, yet being alive. Or should I say, seeming to be alive, but really being dead. Whenever life and death are presented outside of the clear teaching of Scripture, wrong and even maddening views of reality can and inevitably will happen. Halloween gets celebrated in our culture as a day of death and demons, the horrors of hell manifested here on earth. All Saints Day and the eve of All Saints Day is a celebration of the promise of Christ that he is the resurrection and the life. So our gospel reading, appointed for this day, is from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. This portion of the Sermon on the Mount has historically been called the Beatitudes, which is just, it's a Latin word, means blessing. Many people, though, want to make these blessings that Jesus speaks of into pithy little statements about how you are to be. And in doing so, how you will be blessed if you, as some have said, have the right attitude. Oh, that's so nauseating when people speak like that. But there is a reason that this gospel reading is the one chosen for All Saints Day. This is not about anything that you or I do to be blessed by God. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. The blessing you receive, it's from him. It is from outside of you. It's not anything you do. I mean, look at the first one. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Is this a law from God? I mean, could you say, oh, I have to become poor in spirit if I want the kingdom of heaven? I mean, this is not about what you do. Blessed are those, Jesus says, who are empty in spirit. Blessed are the spiritual beggars, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Martin Luther's final words before he died were, "We are beggars. This is true." That's the last thing he ever said. When you know that you are dead in your sins and empty with nothing to offer God on your own, looking to him and him alone for mercy and grace and salvation, blessed are you, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Each of these beatitudes, these blessings, needs to be seen in the same light. At the end we hear, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The same promise that was made to those who are poor in spirit. Well, what is the fulfillment of righteousness? Is it you doing something? Or is it you recognizing that all righteousness is fulfilled in Jesus? His baptism, his cross, his death, his resurrection for you. If you try to live up to being persecuted for righteousness' sake, if you make this a law that you must do, if this is what it means to be a good Christian, then you will have to go out and seek persecution. And go on the internet, you see some people doing this, putting themselves into situations where they know that they are going to be persecuted. You know, the sign holders at unfriendly events, they know they're going to get persecuted. This is not some law. I mean, if you really wanted to carry this to the logical conclusion, that if you really wanted to do this well, to be really good at it, you would have to make sure you're a martyr. You would have to make sure that you get killed for Jesus. This is not what Jesus is promoting. Receiving the kingdom of heaven is not about what you do. These are God's promises to you that he makes you alive and he provides the inheritance, the eternity to come. You were dead. You have been made alive in Christ. You were empty. You have been filled with his Holy Spirit. You very well may be persecuted. You are blessed. But don't go looking for it. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted, Jesus says. Is this a call to action? Are we to be despairing of this life? Are we to find no joy in God's creation? If we make this a law of God that he commands us to fulfill, if we want to be comforted, if we want the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, that's the word there, if we want him to come, we have to mourn? I mean, we do mourn when we suffer loss. Even this day, as we celebrate All Saints' Day, we remember those who are no longer with us. And there is a mourning process that we go through. We are saddened by the loss of life because all life is precious. But this is not a law from God that you'd better be mournful enough if you want to be comforted. The Beatitudes are not about what you do to receive God's blessings. These statements are promises to you that you receive God's blessings as a gift by grace alone. He is giving this to you. He says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Blessed are the meek, the humble. Oh, let me tell you how meek and humble I am. That way everyone knows that I'm going to be good with God. I'll even inherit the earth. How great is that? What does this mean? Well, if you look at that, the earth, ha'aretz in the Hebrew, the land, this is covenant language. This is the same pattern of language used with Abraham. You shall inherit the land. The empty and the downtrodden, Jesus says, will receive the blessings of the covenant. And he comes to establish a new and better covenant than the one made with Abraham. A covenant in his broken body and shed blood. Blessed are the meek, the humble. True humility is the awareness that you have nothing to bring, nothing to offer before God. Again, we are empty before God without him filling us. We are blessed because he fills us with his Comforter, his Holy Spirit. We're not blessed because we're meek and gentle and kind. Being meek and gentle and kind is a response to receiving this blessing, receiving this gospel. We hunger and thirst for righteousness. Without the food he provides, we would remain hungering and thirsting. We do not have it on our own. We are empty of it. We are blessed when we yearn for it, even more blessed when we are filled with it. We are blessed when we eat and drink of Christ, who is the fulfillment of all righteousness. You can do this with all the Beatitudes. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, the ones who bring forth peace, harmony, unity, concord. There's a Latin word for that. You know it well. It's called concordia. There's a reason that all of our colleges and seminaries have this as their name. Who is the bringer of mercy? Who creates in me a clean heart? Who is the one who brings peace, unity, who brings concordia? Well, it's not you. It's not me. It is from God and God alone. And blessed are you because of his work in you. Blessed are you when others hate you and persecute you on account of Jesus. We live in a zombie world filled with people seeming to be alive, but really they are dead. And they hate you because you are alive. And they especially hate the one who made you alive. And blessed are you. No sane person watching the show The Walking Dead would say that, you know, the humans would just be better off if they became zombies. I mean, then all of their worries would be gone. No child of God who has been made alive in Christ should ever think that life would be better off as a spiritual zombie. They act like they're alive, but they're really dead in their sin. On All Saints Day, and on the eve of All Saints Day, we celebrate that we are saints who have been made alive in Christ. Our old Adam drowned and died in the waters of baptism. We have emerged in newness of life. On this day, we remember the saints who have gone before us, and we remember that they are not dead. Jesus says, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. And those who live and believe in me shall never die. All Saints Day, and the eve of All Saints Day, is a time to celebrate life in Christ and the blessing, proclamation, and promise given to you. The poor in spirit come empty before God. You have been filled. Yours is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.